You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Line coming to us from the Big T, the Big Smoke, the nation's spiritual capital. We have Hina on the line joining us to talk about their new track called The Fountain, which is out wherever you find your music. Good morning to you, Hina. How are we?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing good. I have been to the dentist twice this week. So aside from that, three times actually. So yeah, aside from that, it's been a little bit rough. But yeah,
man, once is enough in a year, let alone a week.
Yeah, yeah. It was their choice. They were like, "Well, we don't want you," because I had to get stuff down in my bottom jaw, and they were like, "We don't want to have your whole jaw anesthetized for like 3 hours. That won't be very nice." So they split it up over two appointments. Yeah. Do you have anything, any crazy, horrible things happen this week, do you?
Did I? I don't think so. I think, like, it's been a pretty chill week, as far as I can remember. I also have a really bad habit of, like, forgetting everything that I've ever done.
And, totally.
Like, whenever anyone asks what I've been up to. But no horror stories that I remember.
Before we talk about the song, I wanted to mention your name, your government name, that is. I won't talk about the first name, but your last name is Borovich. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, good job.
Oh, thank you.
They really screw it up, so thanks. That's great.
Is that like a Slavic name or like a Polish name?
It's Croatian.
Croatian.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you know much about your whakapapa there?
I do, actually. A couple years ago, how long ago? A few years ago now, went over with my parents. My dad is the Croatian one, and we visited the island where his grandfather was born, and like the town, and there was only like, the town's only got about 400 people, but crazy story. The town's so small that there was only like two Airbnbs in the whole place. And we basically just any, meeny, miny, mo the Airbnb. Turns out that the person who runs the Airbnb is literally my dad's cousin that he didn't know even existed.
Whoa.
And she was just like, no way, what are the chances? And it was this crazy, like, incredible family experience. And we, like, had dinner with her, and, yeah, it was so cool.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm not too sure if you're familiar with Marley Marley. He's another New Zealand musician, and he's also Croatian.
I know of Marley Marley, but I didn't know he was Croatian. That's awesome.
Right. No, his most recent song is called Croatia, so, you know.
Oh, there we go.
It all makes sense.
I should have known.
I was looking at your Instagram yesterday, and it's all black and white. Is that because you're in a new era? A new album release cycle, or are you just a big fan of those two colours?
I'm actually just a really big fan of black and white. I've leaned towards it, I'd say, quite a few years now. I think like my first EP was all black and white. Second, actually, yeah, like everything except like one video, I'm pretty sure, has been black and white. I really like the focus that it draws, like being in black and white kind of makes you focus more on, I guess, the kaupapa of the video, or takes away distractions. Also, to be completely honest with you, I just find it easier to work with because I'm not a super, like, visually talented artist. Black and white, yeah, simplifies it a bit, makes it sort of more manageable.
Does some heavy lifting.
Yeah, totally.
The album cover I noticed for this new record that you've announced, Descending in Dreams?
Descending in Dreams.
The album cover and the Instagram video teaser for this new song, The Fountain, you're wearing a leotard. What's the symbology of the leotard?
Great question. To be honest, when I did the cover shoot with Ebony Lamb, she was just like, just bring a bunch of outfits along, see what you feel like on the day. And like last minute, I kind of just grabbed my leotard and tights, because when I was a kid, I did ballet, and I've recently taken it up again as an adult just for like something to do. And I kind of grabbed that, and Ebony was like, I love it. It's like intimate and vulnerable, and like also sort of, you know, like shows a bit of the figure, but it's not meant to be hot. So it's like not a thirst trap, but it, like, it's hard to describe, but yeah, it's sort of like the softness and femininity without being too revealing. 'Cause I'm not like, I'm definitely not a prude, but I do get a bit shy. So I'm not one for revealing outfits. They don't make me feel empowered. I wish they did. They make other people feel empowered, and I love that for them. But yeah, for me, I just kind of get real shy and self-conscious. So
yeah. No, me too.
That's like a nice middle ground.
Mm. Yeah, very, very fair. Very, very fair. The titular fountain in the song has no name, but when you imagine the fountain, what are you seeing? Is there any particular design? Are you seeing little brass sculptures on that fountain, or is it big? Is it small?
That's a really cool question. And the fountain that I do sort of visualize is this fountain that I saw in Croatia, actually, in Dubrovnik.
Whoa.
You enter the old town and there's this pretty big, like, over your head height fountain that is kind of just a big cylinder inside the sort of catchment, and it's so old, like, I'm pretty sure it's maybe hundreds and hundreds of years old, and it kind of, to me, looked like, I don't know, I just didn't know where all the pipes went. There was all these ornate designs. It's made of I don't even know what, surrounded by stone, and it's just like, to me, the fountain had lots of secrets to tell me, that's sort of what I envision.
Is it the large Onofrio fountain?
Oh, very well could be. You sound like you know what that is. Awesome.
I've just Googled it. It looks amazing. It's got like a bunch of faces around the side of it. Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. That sounds great.
I never mind. Honestly, ignore me. thematically, it sounds like you're trying to distract yourself from whatever's happened in your personal life by drinking from this fountain that has no name, but it only makes you sick. Is a song that's sort of about running away from your problems?
A little bit, I think, yeah. When I was making this album, I kind of realized, had a process of realization that I am to blame for a lot of my own problems, as I think we probably all are. But I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that I do have way more like autonomy and sway over my own life than maybe I initially thought, which sounds really stupid, but it's kind of like as the all fathers of our own life, we can in a way carve out our own destiny, and don't have to, you know, leave everything up to circumstance. So it's kind of like that, and just acknowledging that some of my issues are because I am the issue.
Taking ownership, man, that's great.
Yeah, and kind of subverting it, because there's lyrics in the song that's like, my baby told me that I'm the only one to blame. So I was in a relationship where I did feel like everything was my fault, which wasn't actually the reality of the situation, but it was kind of weirdly empowering to take all that ownership of what was going wrong, and then being able to, I guess, from that also just fix whatever I could fix to figure it out.
I think that's a really, really fascinating dichotomy there. Recording wise, this thing was recorded in one go with your 7-person band over in Roundhead Studios. And I mean, I read just before that you're a multi-instrumentalist, violin, all sorts of different, flute, guitar, all sorts of different things. Did you write all the parts, or were most of them sort of jammy?
To be honest, when I first demoed the song, it sounded very, very different. The very first cut that I just made in my room. And then I took it to the producer, Navakator Tekelapule, and we, Lawrence Arabia / the guy who played bass in the band, and it morphed again there. And then on the day, we sort of just empowered people to play what you're feeling and play what you think will work for the song, and now we've got this incredible track that I never envisioned it would sound like, in a good way.
That's the beauty of collaboration, isn't it?
100%.
As I mentioned earlier, your debut album, Descending Dreams, is coming out soon. It drops on July 31st, which is super, super exciting. Are there going to be any more singles before then, and will there be a nationwide tour on the cards?
no more singles. Yes, there will be a tour. I'm actually in the process of figuring out where I can go / where is financially feasible. But yeah, I would love to come to Dunedin. If people are in Dunners and want to hear my music, let me know, please. Because then we can, you know, make a show happen.
Also, yeah. I'm sure there'll be lots of Hina fans down here eager to see you.
Yay.
I will be in Wellington when you do the tour, so I'm definitely going to go to whatever Wellington show you do.
Amazing. Cool.
I think that's all the time I have for our chat here. Thank you so much for coming on the program and talking to me all about the new track. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions to leave our listeners with?
I think my final thing that I will leave listeners with is there are vinyls and you can pre-order them if you would like. So if you've liked what you've heard so far, there is more. There is like 6 more songs. And yeah, I would love people to get a vinyl because I just love vinyl myself. So yeah.
Amen to that. And they have some beautiful green and red tones in them as well.
Yeah, just as I said that about the black and white, the album cover is actually in colour.
The only exception, as Paramore once said. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Zach. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise, man. That was Hina. We're talking to Hina about their new track, The Fountain, which we'll play for you right now. It's 10:04 in the AM here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. If I can, we'll have that Hina track, and later on we'll have a chat with Ads. Take care. Bye.
No.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.